This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A 29-year-old woman is dying from a tragic and painful brain cancer, but is arranging her suicide death in Oregon November 1st so that she can help legalize assisted suicide in her home state of California. Pro-life advocates warn that once deaths can be arranged, there will be an imposed obligation to move out of the way for anyone who is weak or disabled or aged or infirm. We are getting a look into the upcoming movie about the crimes of Philadelphia abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who is now serving life in prison for various crimes, including murder. Novelist and screenwriter Andrew Klavan says he's writing a compelling crime story which focuses on those who allowed the crime to happen as much as on Kermit Gosnell. Decades of complaints against Gosnell's clinic were ignored until federal agents raided his drug dealing operations. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. Amnesty International is not the organization it once was. Now entirely radicalized and overtly pro-abortion, Amnesty International is launching a glitzy campaign to convince nations to force all other nations to accept abortion on demand and is offering a long list of so-called reproductive rights, which most pro-life people would find easy to refute. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.